Hello, my name is Anthony Patch, and this is another edition of Pulse. Today's edition is entitled Black Biology, the U.S.-Ukrainian Biolabs. Today is the 19th of December of 2024. Tuesday of this week, the report came out that there was an assassination of Russian General Igor Kirillov. General Kirillov was the head of the Russian defense programs related to nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons. He was involved in not a offensive weapons development program, but the defensive programs relative to the Russian Federation coming under attack by nuclear, biological, or chemical weapons systems. In my analysis of the events and the history, which we are going to go into tonight, the background to the biological portion of the nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons defense programs, we're going to go back into 2024, 23, 2022, and reports that General Kirillov released published evidence to the United Nations in 2022 of the existence of U.S.-funded biological warfare programs, specifically genetic warfare programs, underway in Ukraine, in some 46 biological weapons labs. So we'll look at the backstory to the assassination of Russian General Kirillov. And in my analysis, I think this was a message sent to anyone who might so-called be characterized as a whistleblower relative to the information that Kirillov had already delivered, substantial quantities of information delivered to the UN Security Council that was then vetoed by the United States in terms of any action to be taken against these laboratories, against Ukraine, against the United States funding the research and development. Overall, what I'd like to present to you as an introduction to a subject that is known as black biology, and this is not racial in terms of black. It is known as biology that is used in the form of weapons systems, the weaponization of biology. And this goes beyond the typical discussion of bioweapons. This goes into the latest iteration of bioweapons, which are genetic bioweapons. And in this case, these weapons are targeting a specific race of people. Now, these are often mischaracterized as ethnic bioweapons or ethnic genetic bioweapons. This is more accurately labeled as racial. And this is not, again, to emphasize, the name black biology is not genetic bioweapons that are directed at the black population. It is only the weaponization of biology, of genetics, that then lends to the title black, just to be very specific. So again, this is the concern of the Russian military and political leadership that there were genetic black biology programs funded by the U.S. that were being carried out in 46 biolabs in Ukraine, that General Kirillov and his team researched what was going on in these laboratories. And early on in the special military operation carried out by the Russian Federation, early on, they were targeting these laboratories to locate them, to gain access to them, to retrieve materials and evidence of black biology that, in summation, was presenting an existential threat to the Russian race. Again, emphasizing race. There are distinctions between the genetic makeup of Ukrainians and the genetic makeup of Russians. They are, of course, from an ethnic standpoint, very closely associated when you sequence the DNA of Russians and Ukrainians. But the racial definition of the two is what must be kept in mind, because it is the racial aspect, genetically speaking, DNA sequence speaking, that the Russian Federation was most concerned with, because this would enable a biological weapon to target the Russian people themselves while not affecting the Ukrainian population. In the July edition of our Entangled magazine, we focus on what are known as synthetic genetic biological weapons. Synthetic genetic biological weapons. In the estimation of the Russian Federation, led by the investigations, the work of General Kirillov, they identified this research by raiding these labs during the special military operation, again, early on, and retrieving materials that were then identifying the United States involvement beyond just funding, but actual material support of biological research to the Ukrainian researchers in their laboratories. And this was delivered intact to the United Nations. And the Security Council, again, as I mentioned, vetoed by U.S. veto any further investigation and any action to be taken against the Ukrainian laboratories and the Ukrainian government. So this was suppressed. And again, I believe that Kirillov was killed to deliver a message to any forthcoming subsequent whistleblowers that would want to continue to speak about these laboratories, the research that was being conducted, that was funded by the United States government. Of course, the mainstream media has characterized these reports and substantial evidence, factual evidence, presented to the UN as disinformation. And those delivering the information, of course, they slander and destroy the character of those whistleblowers, including Kirillov. Again, it was a message to suppress anyone else that would come along subsequent to this assassination who might want to bring forth this information. I don't think this is going to dissuade the Russian Federation from continuing as a government to continue as a whistleblower about this research. We have published the peer-reviewed papers specific to and government hearings, U.S. government hearings, regarding synthetic genetic bioweapons that can genetically target a race of peoples. So this isn't just hearsay or disinformation or siding with the Russian Federation. We're not taking sides. We report here, both in our live streams 3 times a week and in our monthly Entangled magazine. Again, the July edition highlights all of what is now coming to light relative to the assassination. The assassination of Kirillov has now brought to light the discussion of these 46 biolabs Now, the disinformation about these biolabs that is being presented by the mainstream media is that the U.S. was involved in neutralizing, is a broad stroke way of describing the actions by the U.S. government in these laboratories, a process of neutralizing bioweapons developed back in the Soviet era. Of course, Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union, and during that time frame, the story is that's being promulgated by the mainstream media is that the U.S. was seeking to demilitarize the biological weapons programs carried out in 46 biolabs, including biosafety level, BSL level 3 labs. Level 4 is the highest, most secure, including BSL 3 level biolabs, that the U.S. was simply neutralizing these weapons from the Soviet era. The 180 of that, the inverse of that, is the truth. And that is that this was a continuation and building upon Soviet era research into specific genetic weapons systems specific to a race of peoples. Again, we lay out all of the papers related to what is really genetic biological weapons programs. What are they specifically? I'll summarize it very quickly here, and that is we are looking at not just the genes. So when you sequence DNA and RNA, you're looking at the sequence of genes. But what forms genes, the building blocks of genes, are known as base pair nucleotides. It is that sequencing of base pair nucleotides that precedes the sequencing of the genes that result from these nucleotides. Now, when you are specifically targeting an individual with a bioweapon, you can do so by going to a single unique nucleotide or a single pair, base pair of nucleotides. To differentiate between an individual that is Ukrainian, not just by ethnicity, but by race. When we say race, we're speaking genetically. You can differentiate genetically between a Ukrainian individual and a Russian individual by looking at their individual nucleotides. When you are constructing a genetic weapon that will, let's just say, disrupt their DNA. And again, we get into the very specific details in the July edition of Entangle magazine using the peer-reviewed evidence. But what I'm summarizing here is that if you choose to disrupt, to target the DNA, the RNA, the genome of an individual, you go deeper than just the genes. You go to the material that makes up the genes in order to achieve absolute specificity in your targeting. And you do that by going to an individual nucleotide that is unique, a nucleotide unique to an individual or a group of individuals or a race of individuals. So again, I'll summarize it this way. In the Russian population, you would find specific nucleotides unique to Russians only. Whereas in the Ukrainian population, you would find a lack of those nucleotides. So if you design a genetic bioweapon, you would specify, if you're developing it in Ukraine, in U.S.-funded biolabs, 46 of them, you would be developing a weapons system that would identify those nucleotides that are exclusive to the Russian population, such that when you develop an organism, a biological organism, this can be a bacteria or it can be a virus, but when you modify, synthetically modify that disease organism, you design it in such a way that it proliferates, it reproduces based upon the nucleotides of a specific group of people, or as I said, even down to an individual. Again, this is all evidentiary that I'm reporting on. This is not supposition, this is not disinformation. This understanding on the part of Kirillov and his team that these specific weapons were being developed in Ukrainian biolabs led to his assassination. To further suppress any whistleblower activity that would then bring this to light. Well, the inverse of this has occurred. Now there is more light being brought to this subject of these biolabs and black biology. This synthetic genetic biological weapons development program in Ukraine. Thus, the Russian Federation military and political leadership viewed what was going on in the Ukrainian laboratories as truly an existential threat to the Russian people. To put it differently, they understood that this could lead to the extermination of the Russian people, while leaving all other peoples of the world untouched. Imagine the release of a biological weapon with this specificity of targeting and release it throughout the world. This could be an aerosol, an airborne release. This could be a highly communicable disease that could be released, but it would leave all other peoples without this specific nucleotide sequence containing specific nucleotides that would only lead to the proliferation within those individuals of a specific biological organism. It would leave all other peoples in the global population untouched. This is why Kirillov was killed. He'd already presented the evidence to the UN. It's already there. It's already known by all of the governments of the world. But it has not received enough attention. The Ukrainians, on their part, sought to suppress the release of what I just described to you by the killing, the assassination of Kirillov. It, I think, has and will lead to quite the opposite, that there will be a reflexive focus on these biolabs and the involvement of the U.S. government. Again, the U.S. government will put forward, we were trying to demilitarize Soviet-era bioweapons, when in fact it's quite the opposite. And again, our July edition of Entangle magazine presents the evidence that this is not only historically a weapons program that perhaps for the Russian part did begin during the Soviet era, but the thing to understand is that it has continued with U.S. support in Ukraine. Now, Russia and Ukraine are not unique in this. The evidence we're presenting also contains U.S. research into black biology. It also goes all the way back to 1948 and Israel and their involvement in black biological programs targeting Arabs. Again, racially targeting. At the genetic level, back in 1948, the gene level, the Arab population, but now it has advanced in the last few years to the base pair nucleotide level, which precedes genes. Again, nucleotides are the building blocks for genes. So you go to the specific nucleotides targeting an individual. Okay? In our live streams and in our magazine, Entangled Magazine, Kathleen and myself, as a husband and wife team, we strive to present to our subscribers of both the magazine and our live streams. Our live streams are private. They're privately streamed. They're behind a paywall because we've been censored off of YouTube beyond what I'm able to present here within the community standards of YouTube, which we abide by. But our previous channel was censored and taken down. And other platforms we've been censored from. So we are forced to be presenting this information, reporting such information in even greater detail and from a biblical perspective, which is why we are so heavily censored, is because of the biblical side of these discussions, this reporting. We are at liberty to share that with our subscribers. As such, they are hearing this information oftentimes several months before it even comes to light in the so-called alternative media, much less the mainstream media. So if this is something that is of interest to you, again, exemplified in our July edition of Entangled Magazine and preceded all through the month of June, speaking specifically about black biology and synthetic genetic biological weapons in July, June and July. We're now in December, and it's just beginning to trickle out into the mainstream discussion, something that we spoke about months ago. And this happens in not just biology, but economics, in geopolitics, in quantum mechanics, particle physics, areas like quantum computing and CERN. We release this information because we go to the source of the information. We go to the peer-reviewed papers, we go to the scientific journals, and we even go beyond those published sources and report on this information, sometimes as much as a year in advance. Again, if this is of interest to you, please go to anthonypatch.com and you can find all of the details on how to subscribe. So again, just to review very quickly to keep this brief, we get into the single nucleotide polymorphisms. Okay, those polymorphisms are multiple shapes, multiple manifestations of genes through the base pair nucleotides. But this is targeting an individual down to a single base pair nucleotide. You don't get much more specific in being able to target an individual with a bioweapon. Okay? And again, this is public information. We're not releasing anything out of turn here. Okay? We don't have secret sources or anything like that. Kathleen is a tremendous researcher and she presents it to me and then I report on it. Okay? Sometimes we do it together. Let me read from one of our source papers from July. A common mistake in labeling synthetic genetic biological weapons as ethnic bioweapons, while the proper term is race when referring to biological organisms genetically targeting a population. Okay, I'm reading from the scientific source material. Individual targets are selected based upon a nucleotide sequence or a specific protein structure resulting in physiological dysfunctions of organs or damaged tissues. Just giving you a sense of what we report on here. A new class of injuries, precision injuries, DNA sequencing to DNA synthesis. Now, this is taking genetic material, base pair nucleotides, in a computer, representing them in silico, in software, and arranging in the software a specific sequence of nucleotides that then results in a specific sequence of DNA or RNA. This is DNA or RNA synthesis. Okay? You build it in the computer, and then you output it in cell lines in the laboratory. You grow the new organism based upon a synthetic arrangement of genetic material. These are personalized bioweapons. We cite one of the papers from Dartmouth Undergraduate Journal of Science in March of 2023. Personalized bioweapons. Just to give you one idea of the source. We also cite from the U.S. government a paper on revolution of military affairs, not specific to bioweapons. Within this revolution of military affairs is the command of biology in bioweapons, command of biology as it's known. This is comprised of biocomputing, sensors, and simulated detectors. Again, we detail all of this in our live streams and in the magazine. I'm going to read a little bit from the press. We're going to spend just about another 5 minutes on this. This is from Reuters, December 17th of 2024. Ukraine kills Russian chemical weapons chief Igor Kirillov in Moscow. Now, he was not involved in just chemical weapons, as I illustrated to you. He was a lieutenant general who was chief of Russia's nuclear, biological, and chemical protection troops. Okay, this is a defensive operation. And he was killed outside an apartment building along with his assistant. You've heard all of this, so I'm skipping through it very quickly. Okay, I think we covered that portion of it. I want to go back into the history a little bit. Again, I'm trying to skip through for the sake of time. Last night, on Thursday evening, we spent 2 hours going into the details that I'm skipping over here real quickly. I just want to encourage you to join us for these live streams for information that I'm not at liberty to share in the details that I would like to, due to the community standards that we abide by here on YouTube. Let's go back to March 10th of 2022, and this is from RT News, of course. So we understand the slant, RT News, Russia Today, but nonetheless, from Russian reporting, the headline reads, U.S.-funded labs in Ukraine dealt with bat coronavirus, Moscow claims. Russia's Ministry of Defense cited documents it claims it captured at the facilities, that means in Ukraine, while the U.S. denies developing bioweapons. RT News reports U.S.-funded laboratories in Ukraine captured by Russian forces last week. Again, this is in March of 2022. We're conducting experiments with bat coronavirus and other dangerous pathogens, Moscow claimed on Thursday, citing documents seized at the facilities. There were allegedly plans to move on to African swine fever virus and to anthrax. Igor Konashenkov, pardon my pronunciation, Konashenkov, spokesperson for the Russian Ministry of Defense, said that, quote, experiments with samples of bat coronavirus were being carried out in the biolaboratories created and funded by the U.S. in Ukraine, as the documents show. The Russian official went on to claim that in 2022, the U.S. was intending to work on bird, bat, and reptile pathogens, with plans to move on to research into whether those animals can transmit African swine fever virus and anthrax. The spokesman said the scientists were looking into, among other things, the possibility of pathogen transmission by wild birds migrating between Russia, Ukraine, and other neighboring countries. On Sunday, Russia announced that it had captured several laboratories in Ukraine. If Moscow officials are to be believed, staff at some of the facilities told Russian troops that particularly dangerous pathogens, including plague and anthrax, had been destroyed following the start of Moscow's military offensive against Ukraine on February 24th. Again, that was in 2022. The spokesman surmised that the Pentagon feared that its secret biological experiments would be uncovered, ordering Ukrainian authorities to dispose of evidence pointing to such research. They stated that the laboratories in Ukraine were, quote, just the tip of an iceberg, and went on to claim that the Pentagon controls 336 biological laboratories in 30 countries around the world, with the secret program operating under the guise of, quote, efforts to reduce biosecurity risks and to strengthen global public health. Okay, so that gives you just a little bit of the information that we provide in detail during our live streams. Again, these are 2 hours in length, three times a week, Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday nights. Last night on Thursday evening, we presented this information in much more detail and citing all of our sources. So I encourage you to join us as subscribers to both the magazine and the live streams, and to be able to hear this information well in advance, even in advance of the so-called alternative media, because we go to the deeper resources and evidentiary publications and so forth that really most people don't dedicate enough time to doing that. And that's really what Kathleen and myself do, is to dedicate our time, really 7 days a week we're at this process of researching and digging out information and getting it out as soon as possible so that it is of use to you. Okay, so thank you for your time and your attention. Again, all of this can be found at anthonypatch.com. The links are presented below in this video program. Thank you for your time, and we will continue to conduct this type of reporting for your benefit. God bless you, and good night.